Okay, good morning, Medford and Somerville. Hopefully everyone can hear me okay. I think the headphones are a little bit wacky today, but I think this is one of the first mornings in a long time that I can say it doesn't look dismal out. So everybody, I'm glad. I think we've had like a 4-day stretch. Nature is giving us something else right now. It's just so beautiful out. And every time I go outside, I'm just like, I don't know, romanticizing. Really hard, but it's okay. Today we have another Themeless Friday, but I think if I were to categorize these songs, I would say like New Order-esque. I did make this playlist 2 weeks ago and I did go on hiatus last week, but I'm back with this playlist that has been expertly crafted for you guys. So we'll see what everyone thinks, and we're gonna do some updates. We're gonna do a possible visitor maybe halfway through the show, so get excited. Also calling out that visitor, so hopefully they do come. But yeah, we're gonna get it started again with, no, oh, you just heard Kidney Bingos by Wire. Just started listening to Wire. They're really good. I think you guys would like them as well. If you like what I've been playing it previous weeks. And just a reminder, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Amy Sow, and we'll put a pin in this. So let's do it. This is No Explanation by The Church. Hope you guys enjoy. Okay, you just heard No Explanation by The Church. I think that's the 2001 digital remastered version. Yeah, definitely No Explanation. I'm going to try and do this fading in thing, but I'm not an expert yet, so this is my best. We have some random updates that are coming later, and right now, I just want to let the song play. Feel bad letting it skip. This is Ask by The Smiths. I don't know, relating to this one right now, you guys might see why in a second. But yeah, this is Ask by The Smiths, and here we go. Something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coin
kindness is nice, and kindness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. Not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So ask me, because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. If it's not love, then it's the bomb, then it's the bomb that will bring us together. So
okay, that was Ask, 2011 remastered version by The Smiths. I think it's a good one to get the day started. And I did say I relate to this song, and I want to specify there's a lot of different things that you can relate to in that song. The one for me is not writing weird things to the guy in Luxembourg. It's just not wanting to do anything. And by that, I think I just haven't had enough alone time. Like, that's important. Gotta get that. I don't know, it's just been very busy. I feel like everyone has been feeling the, at least the professors, like our Katak professor gave us a nap during class, and it was really, I think it was really well appreciated and needed by most of the people there. But yeah, I guess that just goes to show that this week is a little bit busier than most. Other updates, let's see, I do want to introduce our next song. We have Spit on a Stranger by Pavement, and this is off of Terror Twilight, and it doesn't seem to look like anyone's logged Pavement before, but I think that's gotta be wrong. I don't know. But yeah, we have Spit on a Stranger by Pavement, and I think I'm gonna do a little bit of a podcasty interlude, maybe in the middle of the show, but right now I'm going to keep the music going, and yeah, here we go. This is Spit on a Stranger, but don't spit on a stranger. Here we go. Up. Okay, that was Spit on a Stranger by Pavement. That one's a pretty calm, pretty tame song. I really enjoy that one. I also have No Problem. This is the wrong, here we go. No Problem talking over this intro, I don't know why. This is Steal My Sunshine by Len. I don't love this intro, so here we go. Yes, okay, so let's talk about some things. The first thing that I want to talk about. And I do think that banter between two people is a little bit more lively than banter between myself and you guys. So I am going to try and get some people into the studio in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, I just discovered, and I don't know if anyone else has this problem, when you're going through the week, you're picking out your clothing, and a lot of the times in the morning you're rushed, so you leave it all over the floor. So every week on Friday, it came Friday, and I was so confused as to how horrendous my room could look. I didn't even realize how it was possible. But basically, I don't know if anybody has this issue. I started laying out my clothing like the night before so I don't have to make any decisions in the morning, which is great. It's been working out great. I just get dressed and leave, and then, yeah, there's still stuff on my floor, I'm not gonna lie, but it's so much less. So I'm gonna try and keep doing that, and that's my first thought ramble for today. And I'm gonna start up our song. This is Steal My Sunshine by Len. This is a fun one. I think you'll like it, so here we go.
Check, come here, come here, come here. Sharon looked so bad before.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night? Sharon! I love you!
I was flying on the bench, sliding in the park across the street. L-A-T-E-R, that week. My sticky puns were in the making, straws out of big, that's the ripping dreams. Thank you.
the beach, yo.
Okay, that was Steal My Sunshine by Len. And I think there were about 30 more seconds in that song where I didn't know what was going to happen and I got scared, so I cut it off. So hopefully nobody was desperately awaiting that part of the song. But yeah, I really like that one. It's fun. And up next, we have some new order for you guys. Some Dreams Never End off of Movement. But first, I'm going to give you my next update. I'm making this feel like it's a big deal, but it's not. I'm just trying to make this structure cooler than it was before. But my update is that my hair can fit in a claw clip now without falling out. And this may not be a big deal to anybody, but I think it's a big deal because I don't know. I can't function without, like, I don't know. There's a point where you get the chop and then your hair is just so short you can't do anything. And I don't know. I don't know if this means I need to get another chop or if I should pursue my life on with the ability to put my hair in a claw clip, but I don't know, we're just gonna keep going and see what happens. I really feel like winter is a longer hair moment. I don't know if that's for everybody, but I always used to, no, that's a lie, I totally lied. Okay, I always used to chop all of my hair off in the winter for squash, actually, because I would compete and then it would be hard to, well, it would get in my face because it was short, but it would also get in my face when it was long, so I don't know, I just felt lighter, and I felt more like I could move around the court with ease without this giant tail on my head. So that's what I would do in the winter, and summer, I would grow it out so long, but I don't know, I'm trying to shake things up, so I'll let you guys know what I do. We'll keep the updates rolling. But yeah, here we go. We have our next song, and this is, like I said before, Dreams by... Or no, I lied. Dreams Never End by New Order. So here we go. Okay. Let me know your thoughts. That was Dreams Never End by New Order. I don't know how they have such a similar sound to The Cure. I do because they were probably around like at the exact same time, and I need to check that, but I would assume that. I don't know. I just really like that sound. And I feel like it's very WMFO, very fitting. So I don't know. I want to start us off with our next update. I have a couple more, and we're only halfway through the show, so I guess I should do the PSA as well. But yeah, we have a couple updates. This is funny because I just did it, but my parents are in town. I got dinner with them yesterday. It was lovely. Went to the North End La Familia, I believe is the restaurant. Recommend. But he was talking to me, and I was ranting to him about how I cannot public speak anymore. And he told me to get this app called the Checker. Yes, this exists. And there's also a Like So Checker. And I need an So Checker. And you guys know this. And if I'm bringing attention to this and you didn't realize before, I'm so sorry. You're probably not going to be able to listen anymore because I do it so much. Right now, it's okay. But yeah, that I thought was funny. And then that led me into a human factors / engineering psych crisis, because I was just looking around the city. I was like, everyone made this city. Everyone designed this. Everything in this city took hours and hours and hours and of testing and designing. And before, I just walked around and took it for granted. So this is a very, very odd crisis to be having on air, but I wanted to share it with you guys and see what Angela's texting me. Yeah, what's going on in your heads? Because I've never had this one before, never had this crisis. I think it's just because I got a bad grade on one of my assignments and now I'm sad, but don't tell anyone. It's okay. This leads us, here we go, we have our next song. This is actually interesting. It's going to feel jazzy, and I'm going to do the PSA after this. I listened to it briefly when I was looking for music. And the band is In Binary. I'm going to read it because I'm pretentious, but it's 00110100. I don't feel like reading the other half, but I'm going to go look up what that means in binary. I think it's pretty cool and pretentious of them, but hopefully you guys enjoy this song. I honestly, this one's a wild card, but like have fun with it. It'll be good, hopefully. Okay, so that was, oh my goodness, 0181000010. And that was definitely a natural fade out. That wasn't me being impatient and reeking of short attention span at all. But yeah, okay, I can't get behind a song that's so repetitive, and it felt a little repetitive, so I just didn't want to do that right now. And that's okay. I feel like that's a nice driving song. Maybe I don't know. You guys can let me know other areas of life that song would be a good appropriate or apt for. But yeah. This leads us into our PSA, and I'll be right back. I gotta get the folder. We're back. We have a walking PSA. I think I might have done something similar 2 weeks ago, but this one has an anime girl and train on it, so I think it's a different one. So, really quick, if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get your final destination, walking the whole trip can often be faster. I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to keep going. And even when it isn't, okay, here we go. We got, they're recognizing, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30, using the T will get you 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. They're not wrong about that. Oop, okay. They're not wrong about that. But it is getting cold. I don't know. Okay, maybe I should take the advice of the PSA book as well. I'm going to let that process for you guys. We're going to let that marinate. And while we do, we're going to do a song that I really like. It's chill. It's called Honey in the Moon by Joseph Arthur. And it feels, I forget what it sounds like, but I really enjoyed listening to it when I did. And I think you guys will too. It's very comforting. But here we go.
I'm still afraid. If you weren't real, I would make you up now. I wish that I could follow through. I know that your love is true and deep as the sea. But right now, everything you want is wrong. And right now, all your dreams are waking up. Right.
Okay, that was Honey in the Moon by Joseph Arthur. That one just feels like a hug. And I had a very visceral vision of like a group of people going on a hike, driving through the mountains with the foliage and the sun rise or setting, maybe, I don't know. But that was what was going on in this brain of mine, which I think is pretty funny. I feel like for all songs, I have like a little image or something going on, or it reminds you of something that you've actually lived. I did not have that hike. I did not have that. That just came to me. I don't know what that is, but yeah, that was Honey in the Moon. And our next song, no, I lied. Our next update is that so those of you who know, and I feel like a lot of you actually might, it is a special day. It is a very special day. The 1975, and guys, I went so long without saying their name. It's been 40 whole minutes. They are here. They are in Boston. They played last night at Mohegan Sun. I think they're playing Boston tonight and tomorrow. Tickets are kind of expensive, but I'm sure you could get some if you really wanted to. Like, people just selling them on... Well, I actually don't know how hard it is. I don't really buy tickets that close up to the show. But they're here, and I need to play at least one song to honor that. Because I think the last time I saw them was in New York, I want to say. I could be wrong. Basically, we were supposed to meet him. We were supposed to meet Maddie. I don't know about the rest of the band, Maddie Healy. And because my mom entered us into a radio raffle, and then we won. Like, it was a group of people, though. So then I think he was up to some no good, and then he canceled because I don't think he was sober at that point. I think he's doing better now. But yeah, instead they gave us Madison Square Garden, not TD Garden, Madison Square Garden tickets, and that was like one of the first times. That was a special show. I don't know how it was special, but it was great, and it was the first time I'd seen a concert in New York. So that was the last time I saw them, and then it's been 3 years. We had tickets to their show that got canceled, and then I think a lot of bands did the thing where they postponed it, but they didn't do that. Like, they just made everyone buy new tickets, and this is two new albums that have never been performed, are going to be performed tonight, and hopefully myself and a lot of other people, hopefully, on Tufts campus, I don't know, in the Boston area, we'll maybe see them. And if not, I think they're doing a live stream or something. But yeah, that is my update. Very exciting. And I'm going to hold off. I'm going to not play that song until the end. And I'm actually debating between three. I think Frail State of Mind, Sincerity is Scary, and I Like America. and America Likes Me. Those are the options. And I think Sincerity Is Scary might win, but none of them really match what I'm playing right now. We're gonna get back into it though. We have a couple more songs. This one is different than the other ones I've been playing, but it's really upbeat. It's in a weird way, you'll see, but it's just uplifting and I like it. And it's called Lil Song by AJ Cook. And it has a cute piano riff, so you're gonna see that now and hope you guys like it.
There was a boy, the age of a man, and he said, hold my hand if you can. There is a voice hidden away, so save thee. I know you think it isn't there, just listen to it anyway.
Guys, I lied so much. That was the wrong song. That is Lil Song. That is a different song. I really enjoy that song. And the song that I was discussing before is actually called Anything Could Happen, and it's off of 7G, same album as was the reason why I clicked it, same album cover. But here we go. We're going to do Anything Can Happen instead. And if you liked Lil Song, also great. Also great. I feel like that's a winter one. That reminds me. I'm going to do the snippet. That reminds me of in Home Alone when he is in the church and then he runs away and they start playing that really intense music and he starts to decorate the house. Weaponize the house so they don't, I don't know. He starts enacting his plan. That's what that reminds me of. But we're going to do Anything Could Happen. And this one is short, so don't worry. Okay, so that was what I was talking about. That is Anything Could Happen by A.G. Cook. And I think I said A.J. Cook before, but I just want to correct myself. It is, in fact, A.G. Cook. And, so that one was cute. I just thought of this, actually. And I guess the season has passed because now I'm seeing a lot of Christmas branding or holiday branding. But I just finished this Nickelodeon short called Over the Garden... something over the garden walls, I believe. That actually makes a lot of sense. I just put something together. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's so comforting. It's so cute and fun. The episodes are 10 minutes long, and I think there are 10 episodes. So if you're looking for something to watch, if you're looking for something short to watch also, because I know people have a lot of work, that is, I really recommend that. Super good. So yeah, now we have, it's 10:48. We're going to do a couple more songs. We're going to do the 1975 song Now. We're going to do we're going to do Sincerity is Scary. And for those of you who have not heard this song, hope you love it. For those of you who have, here you go. So here we go. Okay, that was Sincerity is Scary by the 1975 off of A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships. This is, I believe they played this one. The two that they haven't played were Notes on a Conditional Form and Being Funny in a Foreign Language, which is going to be hopefully today. We're going to start, no, I'm lying, we're going to end. It's 10:53. We're going to end off, I know we started the show with Wire. We're going to end the show with Wire as well. I really like this song. It is called It is called The Queen of Ur and the King of So, here we go.
Painted statues in underground streams with invitations to the pharaoh's dream. They stare at themselves, there's a need to be seen. Walking mirrors is a pharaoh's harem. And here they come, the queen of earth and the king of Ur. Tainted Matthews in khaki relations, guilt invitations to the blue queen's ball. They snare at themselves, there's a need to be seen. Talking pillars in the blue queen's ball. And here they come, the queen of earth and the king of earth. Fading tattoos of empty stations, great expectations, and Vince's loyalness. They stare at each other, there's a need to be seen. Cracked mirrors, licking the soil. Olympic statues from terminal stations, sifting invitations to the market floor. Steering in the future, it pays to be seen. Polishing mirrors, keeping the score. And here they come, the queen of earth and the king. A babbling gaggle, a babbling rabble, fighting invitations to the emperor's shilling. They stare through themselves, there's nothing to see. Ambiguous, a ghostly pursuit. And here they come, the queen of earth and the king of Ur.
Okay, that was Wire. That was the Queen of Ur. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And the King of I'm the King of Let's be real here. That is off of A Bell is a Cup Until It is Struck. And I kind of like that. That's kind of cute. But yeah, that was Wire. And really quick, we have 3 minutes left. I want to shout out Howl's Moving Castle soundtrack, because it has gotten me through the past couple days, and it's so, I was gonna play a song from it, then I wasn't, then I just totally forgot, so, I don't know, great stuff, Joe Hisashi, as always, and, yeah, I don't know, closing out the show, if you guys enjoyed what you listened to, oh, guys, okay, really quick, I did see the phone, and I was flustered. So if you are still on, whoever called, feel free to call again. I'm ready now. And if not, We do only have 2 minutes left, so maybe next week. But I'm so sorry. And yeah, I don't know where I was actually in my train of thought there. But if you enjoyed what you liked, this is a tough ending. If you guys enjoyed what we played on the show, tune in next week. It's Friday, 10 a.m. every week. I'll be here for the most part. Don't want to make too many promises. And then our special guest did not come. I believe they are sleeping. So nobody listened to Stranger Waves this week. Just kidding. Still listen to Stranger Waves. It is at Monday at from 11 to 12, I believe. So yeah, that leaves us off. But yeah, everybody have a great day. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully see you next week.
She waited for so long.